The work of this church in the world is realized through the generous financial support of all who call this place home. Along with the gifts and time and talent, ours is a shared ministry. You have a role to play here. Church membership is open to all. For more information, go to uusf.org.
Hi, everybody. It's so good to see you all. If you don't know me, then you won't know this, but if you've been here for any part of a year, you know that I'm a fan of marking new beginnings and transitions. For me, they always offer this chance for us to see in the flow of time or mark its passing, to take stock of where we are right now and bring ourselves fully to that place with its opportunities and its invitations and its challenges and its blessings and its risks, to give thanks, to set intentions. Remember the metaphor that we talked about last March of the safe harbors, about how this place, it's the place we all return to. We are all boats on the journey through life to wherever the seas beyond here take us each week, every year. And we return here for restocking for the journey, for rest, to repair the places that life has scraped or battered us. Here, we look at the map again and the stars to chart our course. Because church, to be fair, is a place that, if we use our collective power, can do an enormous amount in the world. This place was part of an effort, as most of you know, to keep the new state of California a free state. We have power collectively that we're constantly trying to build on and use in the world. But really, my friends, it's the boats that do that work. Spreading out the spirit of a church, our shared values, into all the places that we set sail to when we leave here. Working for what's right, standing up to the bullies at school, asking family members to walk with us in the work of repair, loving the stranger. So our regathering each September is each of us remembering that wherever we go, whenever we go there, we have the invitation to return here, to recall what it means to be together, to prepare one another for the wild unfolding of life and what this next year will ask of us, and who knows what it will ask of us. So, to prepare ourselves courageously for the requisite acts of sailing into the waters beyond this harbor, to serve and to love and to witness and to do that here too, we regather at a threshold of another year. Norma Wong is a Zen master and an indigenous Hawaiian leader and writer, and Mark Caswell and Laura Shenham and I heard her speak recently about what these times, and were you there too, Shannon?
No.
About what these times require of us, all of us. And in her book, When No Thing Works, she shares a poem about what feels like this moment, this one that we stand in right now, and the us of it. Our reading this morning is an excerpt of the poem Threshold by Norma Wong.
Opens the door, and from the threshold, a horizon beckons. Should we walk forward or not? Heads down, in the chaos of the moment, how can we see what lies ahead or around the bend?
Not seeing
not hearing, not feeling, the time place yet to be, the threshold a gate closed, heads down, caught in the moment's endless chaos, endless urgencies, urgent suffering, bound in anxiety's foggy shroud, entangled.
And yet, all we need here, feet on ground, raise our gaze to the horizon, breathe again, all we need here.
Alone, cast adrift in spiraling search. One other, one plus one, more than plus, a powerful and. Two others, one plus one plus one, a stable stool for others to sit upon, suddenly more, becoming we. A human threshold arising beyond individuality's false promise, isolating power, starts with one, gains possibility with two, launches beyond at three, a sturdy platform for others to join themselves.
Just one and one and one, a human threshold, arising beyond breaking bread, sipping tea, steaming rice, sharing stories, at fits and starts perhaps, remembering beyond the deafening clamor of human demands, beyond and within, hollowed out, now filled with stories shared, rice steamed, tea sipped, bread broken.
Feeling, tastes differ, hunger shared, thirst is thirst. This thing, this human thing, connection desired. Even in grievance, we seek affirmation.
So why not impossibility? Why not? First, lift our gaze to the horizon. Walk there.
Walk there.
Walk there.
Each step, a leap across a threshold.
The juncture
where change
begins.
Water is also a powerful symbol for community, the dynamics of us, like waters from 1,000 raindrops gathered into rivers and streams, pooling in varied and distant lakes and rivers and oceans. Simple rivulets and puddles and garden spigots. We bring ourselves, diverse, rich with life and life-giving potential, to this place and this year. The pouring of water into a shared vessel, symbol of our own pouring out of life, reminds us of how we offer ourselves to this religious community and what that means as we begin our next year together. We bring to this shared river of life the reality that we change the whole of it by our very presence and surrender to something larger. Here, offering our different life experiences and adventures and wonderings, we grow wiser and hopefully better together. We bring our talents, our passions, and grow more vibrant in each other's presence. We bring our unresolved concerns, the places we keenly feel the hurt of the world, because these too are a source of wisdom and a starting point for important questions to ask and answer together. And because where we have known hurt is so often the source of our unique calling to serve in the world.
To that end, UUs across America are participating in a prayerful action in recognition of and solidarity with the 2 million Palestinians in Gaza who are denied potable water by Israel, a war crime that is enabled by the United States, by placing empty cups alongside our bowls to collect our communal waters. Palestinian civilians are dying of starvation, thirst, preventable disease, and weapons of war. We also know there are areas where water is scarce and communities are suffering around the world as well as in our own country. Due to war, drought, so much exasperated by the realities of climate change. We call to mind these people and their suffering and struggles so that it is neither forgotten nor ignored. I invite those with empty cups to come, place them on our table, and once the cups are placed, we will have a moment of silence. Let us enter into a moment of silence to honor these lives and these sufferings. Thank you for your presence.
Having named in one way our larger solidarity with those beyond these walls and resisted any dangerous, narrow definition of community, we now gather this body together for a year of building belonging and empowering lives of shared meaning and service. In a moment, we will begin adding to the bowl water from last year's water ingathering. This was the water that was used for our baby dedications and other ritual occasions this past year. And adding it reminds us, as we do each year, that this body that we are part of has a history and a continuity, that even now we stand in the midst of its larger flow and change. The constancy of this place, my friends, is what allows us the security to be bold. The flow and change of life here invites us to be responsive to the world's always unfolding needs.
Some of you may have collected and brought water from your summer days. For those who didn't, we have water here ready for you. But before we engage in the ritual ingathering today, we want to make space for all of us to open ourselves to what invitation we might already hear bubbling up in us during this time of ingathering. What do you bring to this moment that is your gift to the work of building belonging among us? To a spirit of greater love and service? Maybe it's a healthy challenge or invitations to boldness. The gift of supporting some kind of creativity or practice of love as a verb. I invite us to hold a moment for some silence together and think what you will bring to our shared work of building belonging and lives of love and service this year.
Now some ritual logistics. We would ask you to go down either of the side aisles and move forward to the front, where there's a pitcher for pouring water. That allows our live streamers and everyone else in the congregation to be able to see people as they come forward. For those of you who choose not to come forward but would like someone to pour water on your behalf, we will take time periodically. Just raise your hand and we can bring a microphone to you and someone in the front will pour water in for you. Mark is going to be the one bringing the microphone around. If you're attending virtually, please feel free, and we'll tell you what we're inviting you to reflect on, to add your sharing into the chat, and we'll take moments. Sean will be monitoring that with some support, and we will pour water for you also in. What we thought we'd invite you to do as you do add water to the collective symbol of yourself brought here from your season of life just before, to say, if this water is from some place that you are bringing the inspiration or even sort of the renewal from, or whatever it is that you're bringing, if it visits home, to name this water is from, and then say, I bring something to this year. Whatever you want to offer as your offering or commitment or intention. So I bring this water from, I bring blank to this year. And we'll repeat it so you don't have to remember it. I invite people to come forward. I bring water from Ashland, Oregon, which Galen and others introduced me to, and I bring the spirit of creativity and trust to this year.
I bring peace to this year.
I bring thoughts of my visit to the Oracle at Delphi this summer, and I hope to bring some insights and thinking in this future year.
We bring water from our kitchen Brita filter and thoughts of new life growing inside of us. So.
I bring water from the Yellow River of Georgia. It's the farthest north tributary to Flint River and to the Gulf of Mexico that has palm trees in it.
I bring imaginary water, which I pour to symbolize creativity that we all have.
I bring water from the San Francisco Bay, this glorious place we live, and my commitment to awe this year.
I bring water from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and symbolize resilience.
I bring the spirit of water from the South Yuba River up by Nevada City. I did a solo trip there last weekend, and as my divorce is coming to a conclusion, I think immersing myself in all the swimming holes there felt like a kind of baptism. And so I bring a spirit of cleansing, pain, and new beginnings.
Online we have John/neuropilot. The water brings the spirit of pushing the envelope to do what is right.
I'm Meg, and I bring water from Kansas City, Kansas, from my great nephew's wonderful wedding. And also because my sister-in-law is there, and she's been my sister since she was 19 and I was 18. And I bring the joy of action.
So I bring the water in solidarity with the horrible things that people are suffering in Gaza. And I'm committing myself to help immigrants here in San Francisco fight the ICE detentions.
I bring my water from Centerville, Michigan, where I grew up, 800 people, and I bring hope to the year.
I bring imaginary water as a blessing to all the people in this room and to all of life.
I bring imaginary water and hope and love to the people of Gaza and hope for peace.
I bring symbolic water from the San Francisco County Jail, and I bring freedom, liberty, justice, and growth.
We bring some of Mill Valley's finest, and I bring it with hope against hope for action.
And I bring hope for courage to this year.
We bring water that is symbolically from Stanislaus National Forest, our first family of four backpacking trip, and we bring the next generation.
I bring the spirit of water from Mono Hot Springs, where I spent my summers playing in the river, and I bring in the joy and happiness and community that was made in that place.
I bring water from Mendocino, actually from the redwood forest above the town, which is where our cabin is. And I bring the spirit of the longevity and beauty of those redwood trees to us here.
Is there anyone in the pews that would like a microphone brought to them? Please raise your hand clearly. Okay.
We bring pre-mixed water from my home state of Minnesota and from the mighty Mississippi River running through Minneapolis, and water from?
New York City, where we got it from a faucet.
Amen. And we bring commitment to service. And service is our prayer.
Thank you.
I symbolically bring water from Mosby Creek River in Oregon, where I grew up, and I bring action and openness.
I bring the memory of water that my mom's family had to walk many miles to find in the Golan Heights, fleeing from Israeli aggression during the October War, to symbolize both resilience and survival. Minal Maya, Lil Maya, from the water to the water.
I offer the water that grows the food we eat and the community we build when we recognize our shared humanity and share that food.
My name is Lori, and symbolically, I bring the water from the glaciers of Alaska, where we had the privilege to visit and do a UU tour this past summer. And I bring the joyful appreciation of our natural world as a form of resistance.
I bring water for all of those with a kind heart.
I bring water symbolically from Santiago de Chile, where my fiance lives, and who is unable to visit here. And I bring strength against adversity in this regime we live under.
Anyone in the sanctuary? Okay.
I bring water from our own water filter in the hallway. And in the hope that men in particular can understand what's going on in the world. Thank you.
I bring water from Birch Lake, which is at Camp Mather, the San Francisco family camp, and it symbolizes transcendent joy that I've had there over the decades. With my family, and most recently, my three-year-old grandchildren, granddaughters, who out there in the courtyard happened to announce, I want to go back to Birch Lake.
I bring the memory of water from Harbin Hot Springs 40 years ago when I met my wife.
And I too am going to recycle water from the Unitarian Church because I was so excited that two really dear friends were coming to church with me today. I forgot my water. And I did take a drink of water in the car, but I don't think you want it recycled here. So. And I am pouring all my love and all my support into this church and this congregation this year.
I'm bringing water from the Chicago River, my home state of Illinois, in anticipation of the troubles that the people in Chicago are facing.
I'm Emma. I'm bringing water from Lake Tahoe, which I visited for the first time this year. And it, for me, it represents just awe at everything that water gives us in abundance, life, beauty, cleanliness, yeah.
Anyone in the sanctuary that is unable to come forward?
I'm going through a really hard time now, but I can take water from my heart to help other people through a hard time too. and I hope they have a better future, and I do too.
Thank you. I bring memories of the waters of the lakes in Algonquin Park in Canada, where I used to go camping with my Unitarian father, and a desire to follow in the best of what he modeled for me when he was alive. Thank you.
Anyone else in the sanctuary? Need more online?
No.
Okay. Oh, one more.
I bring hope, and there's a lot we need to hope for, but that's not enough. It's to do things, make things happen, and I hope that's the case.
Okay.
Connections are made, as the poet reminds us, with stories shared, rice steamed, tea sipped, bread broken, everyday rituals that build a life of belonging together.
And so we step into this river of life, as generations have before us in this season of new beginnings. This river, like any river, is always changing and constant too, allowing us the permission to be bold and the invitation to grow with the world's demands and needs.
May we remind one another of the preciousness of these days that we have, which run too much like water through our fingers. May we be open to what challenges we will encounter this year, open to answers and choices that make way for greater courage and greater love to take root among us, and recalled to serve and support those we will not forget or ignore, because they too are part of us, as all of life is.
And so into this adventure and mystery, we wade, all of us, once again. The 175th year of people who committed to the beauty and the possibility of the life that we make together.
I'm joined by Oriana this morning to help bless our waters. Blessed be these waters and this community gathered again to live and serve and grow together for another year.
Blessed be the waters from all the mountaintops and valleys, from picnic tables and kitchen faucets, from hospital beds and reunions planned and unplanned, and all that we bring to this community and all that is our lives.
Bless the couples who married and will marry, the children who were born and will be born, the loved ones who passed into the mystery beyond, this everyday miracle world, and those we have with us for a little more time. Blessed that we carry with us that endures from every life that touches or has touched our own.
So we bless also all this new beginning, this new year of school and possibly a new school, a new job, every new relationship, all our challenges.
Bless the resolutions for fresh starts. Help us in the letting go for what must be shed. And bless all we bring with us across this threshold that we gathered along the way. Joyful courage, networks of support, trust in the world, hard-won lessons, and the chance to bring it all to this community of belonging and hope.
In this doorway to a new year together, we invite you, if you wish, to hold out your hands. holding out like an offering what is in your heart and in your life, the challenges, fears, and fond expectations, all of it.
Open to receive what you need, drawn into that what awaits, in the spirit of creative possibility, supporting one another and delighting in how greater belonging and larger courageous and loving life takes root among us. Amen.
Thank you. Oh, don't sit down. Why don't you join hands? We're giving thanks for all this, for all these people, for each day, for the gift of life itself. We've blessed our waters and this community regathered into this gift of time and togetherness. We extinguish our chalice, reminding us that we take with us, wherever we go, outside this harbor, the light of truth and the call to speak it, the warmth of love and the call to live it, and the fire of passionate commitment to our values to shape the world beyond these walls. So now in our comings and our goings, may the light of love shine upon us, out from within us. Be gracious unto us and grant us peace. For this is the day we are given. This is the year we are given together. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen.